Thanks for coming back to our all-access celebration of the 50th anniversary of the first Led Zeppelin album. I'm Dan Neer. Robert Plant, and whether he felt at the time of the first album that Led Zeppelin would become such an enormous success.
No, I don't think we thought beyond the end of the day. Well, I didn't, really. Later on, you begin to get a kind of consciousness and a flow that this is something that is, we're in this thing now and it's got a life of its own. And it really does revolve around the four personalities, but as far as it having any lifespan, I mean, I was 20 years old when this kicked off, so, I mean, you can't be prophetic at that age. There's too many other issues in your life. It was just great fun, and it was also very creative.
Lying, cheating, hurting, that's all you seem to do. Messing around every guy in town.
Time is going to come from the first Led Zeppelin album, John Paul Jones.
It was a really good band to be in. We were different from everybody else, and we'd hit on the fact that we could actually do what we liked, and other people liked it. We didn't have to plan how it should be. We never really talked about anything like that. We just did it, and it was a very free and creative time. I mean, I'd come from the session world, which wasn't that creative. I mean, I had being a bass player and playing a lot of sessions where the arrangers would just say, look, you know, we want a modern sounding bass line to this record, which nobody can seem to write, so hear the chords, get on with it. So I was lucky in that respect that I wasn't too regimented all the time, although I did a million regimented sessions. And so to come to a band situation where you could just go anywhere you liked and just try, and it was that sort of band. It didn't have to be a genre, it didn't have to be a metal, you know, it didn't have to fit into any category. It was great, which is why the music is so diverse. Although it all has that Zeppelin stamp to it, it actually goes into a lot of different areas, and it's exciting. How many more times?
Children of my own. I got a
the song that closes out the first Led Zeppelin album and our celebration of its 50th anniversary, How Many More Times? With a last word, Robert Plant.
I was just drawn to trying to express something that gave some soliloquy, but I was very, very naive and not really very accomplished for quite a long time. But then as time went on and my world got bigger and my shoulders got broader, I got into it more and I was able to express myself better. But it was always the idea of trying to couple what I'd got to sing about with the powerhouse that was around me. And the subtlety of the powerhouse too, that has to be said, because Zeppelin was a very remarkable beast.
Jimmy Page.
It is an amazing body of work, and even at the point in 1990 when I put together 4 CDs worth of the work, at the time, the complete chronology of the studio releases of Led Zeppelin, I knew what a body of work it was. And now, even more so, with the companion discs that we have with all the extra material of different versions and different songs all together that people wouldn't have heard, we've now expanded what there was before. But it doesn't take anything away from the fact that the body of work as it exists has just been such an inspirational tool for musicians, for young musicians coming to music. And that's a sort of, that's a sort of lifetime legacy, really, if you like, lifetime achievement, and for all of us that were involved in the band, because, we learnt from musicians ourselves who were our heroes and learning from records. And now, you're just passing on the baton, but it is an extraordinary legacy because it covers so many different areas of application to music and styles and genres.
The entire Led Zeppelin catalog has been remastered by Jimmy Page and is available in many formats, including deluxe box sets with previously unreleased songs and mixes. You can find them wherever you buy music. Led Zeppelin at 50 All Access was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Atlantic Records and Swan Song. All rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Rich Mayen, Mike Engstrom, Jason Elzey, and Robin Hurley. I'm Dan Neer.
This is Robert Plant.
I'm John Paul Jones.
And I'm Jimmy Page. And thanks for listening.